Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme today from Varanasi. In this installment, over 9.7 crore farmers across the country will receive direct financial assistance of approximately 20,500 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer, ensuring transparency and eliminating any role of middlemen. Our correspondent has the details.
Since the launch of the scheme in 2019, 3.69 lakh crore rupees has been transferred to farmers' accounts through 19 installments. This 20th installment will further strengthen income support for millions of small and marginal farmers across the country, reaffirming the government's continued commitment to farmer welfare, rural development and agricultural prosperity. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The affected section of National Highway 29 near the old KMC dumping site has been partially reopened to traffic with immediate effect under strict safety regulations. The order will remain in force until further notice. According to the Deputy Commissioner Kohima, light motor vehicles, LMVs and medical emergency vehicles are permitted to ply from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. subject to weather conditions and strict monitoring. However, the route will remain closed at night for all types of vehicles. Heavy vehicles, including water tankers, paramilitary vehicles, goods carriers and inter-district vehicles remain strictly prohibited. As alternative routes, LMVs can use the Jotsoma Bypass Road, while heavy vehicles, six-wheelers only, district-bound and commercial vehicles, including paramilitary transports, must take the Peducha Bridge, Sesama 10-mile road. The DC urged strict compliance to ensure public safety and smooth restoration work, warning that violators will face legal action. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited all citizens to contribute their thoughts and ideas for his Independence Day address. In a social media post, Mr. Modi urged citizens to share their thoughts on the open forums on MyGov and the Namo app. Hindi movie 12th Fail has won the Best Film Award in the 71st National Film Awards. Announcing the awards yesterday in New Delhi, Chairman of Jury Feature Film Ashutosh Goarikar said Shah Rukh Khan and Vikrant Mase have won the National Film Awards in Best Actor category for Jawan and 12th Fail. He said Rani Mukherjee has been given Best Actress Award for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway.
Best actress in a leading role goes to the Hindi film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. The actress is Rani Mukherjee. Best actor in a leading role is a shared award. The first one going to the Hindi film Jawan, actor Shah Rukh Khan. The second shared award is for the Hindi film 12th Fail. The actor is Vikrant Massey.
Chairman of jury non-feature film P. Shishadri said Flowering Man, directed by Somajit Ghosh Dastidar, has bagged the Best Non-Featuring Film Award. He said Piyush Thakur has won the Best Direction Award. Mr. Shishadri said God Vulture and Human has got award for Best Documentary. And now moving on to the world of sports, in the Dr. T. Out Trophy 24th Inter-District Football Championships 2025, host Kohima defeated Semenyo by 3-0 in the opening match. Midfielder Tejase Dugwire opened the scoring in the 9th minute. Kohima's captain and midfielder Kevisa Nepese added the second goal in the 49th minute, followed by a third from forward Kevizake Chesotsu in the 52nd minute. Today's match fixtures: Tuensang will take on Mon at 9 a.m., Longleng vs. Chimukadima at 11 a.m., Mokokchung vs. Wokha at 1 p.m., and Perrin vs. Mellory at 3 p.m. In the leading 47th Nagaland Inter-District and State Badminton Championship 2025, players delivered standout performances across both junior and senior categories. In the under-19 category, girls' doubles title was claimed by Kipangwala Longkumar and Yelem Jungla. Boys' doubles went to Bovi Kechishi and Heloka Su. Mixed doubles was won by Meran Sire and Kim Kim Khongsai. In singles under-19 category, Kim Kim Khongsai secured the girls' singles title, while Yuhenba emerged victorious in the boys' singles. In the senior category, mixed double champions were Kripyazako Seye and Ekomiala, while women's doubles was won by Debahoti Lahon and Shekotulu Puro. And men's doubles went to Riku Kape and Kripyazako Seye. In singles, A. Ponle Konyak triumphed in the women's singles and Yuhenba bagged the men's singles title, securing a double crown in the tournament. The championship saw participation from 17 districts, including the Nagaland police team. 13 teams competed in the team events, with 12 in the men's team championship and 13 in the junior boys team category. The closing ceremony was held at the K. Gure IPS Indoor Badminton Stadium Nagaland Armed Police Training Center yesterday. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.